The idea of dairy cows grazing out in a pasture is rare, even though advertisers use this scene all the time to sell us cheese and milk. The reality is most dairy cows spend their lives inside big sheds. They're pushed to produce a lot of milk, and they often die a premature death. So there's something relaxing about a farm like Hawthorne Valley. Maybe it's just knowing places like these still exist. The farm's surrounded by the rolling hills of New York's Hudson Valley. There's a big red barn, cows graze out in green pastures, and this year, you'll even see some little calves hanging out with their mothers. Stefan Schneider's grinning because of those little calves. He's the dairy farm manager at Hawthorne Valley. He's standing at a pasture fence, and he can't take his eyes off the scene in front of him.
It's a great sight to see a little herd of calves, of a dozen calves just like galloping like little kids right through the herd, and the mother's just kind of looking and being very proud of their little ones. And that, you know, this mother right here, we're looking at Patricia, she has her eye exactly on her own baby there, Pepper. You know, it's one of those guys lying there. That's wonderful.
Schneider started letting his cows bring up their calves around a year ago, but that's really rare in the dairy industry. At most farms, they take the calves away from their mothers within a day of being born. That's because farmers want to keep their cows in milk production. They don't want to waste that milk on the calves. The push for high milk production does take a toll on dairy cows. Kent Anderson's a veterinarian who works on these types of farms. He says he understands the business needs of the farmers, but he says it's difficult seeing cows push so hard.
But one thing that distresses me a bit is a normal bovine should have, you know, 5, 10, 12 productive years. And as agriculture changes, the average dairy cow, well, she makes it about 2.5 lactations, which means she's not even 5 years old and she's gone.
Many farmers think that's the best way to run their dairy farms. But Stefan Schneider says he wants to balance business with the natural needs of his animals. And letting his cows raise their calves is just one more step. He says the cows are less stressed, and they're seeing some great changes in the calves.
Within a few weeks, it was amazing to watch how healthy those calves were, how quickly they grew, and how they were like different animals from what we were used to seeing in our pens. And so much more awake in their senses, so much stronger limbs, just much more vibrant animals.
Schneider wonders how these improvements will help the calves as they become adults, and even how it could help the quality of their milk. But more than anything else, he just seems amazed it took him 25 years to take this step.
It's really crazy that through just greed, we don't expose those calves to their mothers and think we need every single last drop of milk, forgetting that the only reason the milk even comes in is because the cow gives birth. I really... very happy that we finally did it.
Only a small group of dairy farmers are letting their cows bring up their young. But they hope to show other farmers and consumers there is a way to combine business with a more natural life for their animals. For the Environment Report, I'm Kinna Oman.